Life Audio.
What should we do while we're waiting? Have you ever found yourself in a waiting time in life? A waiting period where you felt like you were between things. You knew where you were coming from, not exactly sure where you were going to. Maybe it's a downtime. Maybe it's a very busy time, but you know it's a waiting time. I'm waiting to see what will come next, good or bad. Maybe going through a health issue, trying to see if this is going to turn out well or not so well. A relationship issue, good or bad. Other issues in our lives where we find ourselves waiting. Most of us do pretty well when we're moving. We know where we're going, and as hard as it may be, we're going to push and do what we need to get there. But when we're waiting, when we're not super clear on what's coming next, that's when this march or die life that we talk about so often on this podcast gets difficult. How do I march when I'm in a period of waiting? How do I move forward when I don't exactly know where I'm going? When I find myself between things, how do I wait? I'll tell you this. I believe that the skill of waiting, being able to wait, being able to be patient as we're waiting for whatever will come next, that skill, if properly developed, is so powerful in our lives. We're going to find ourselves in moments of waiting, times of waiting, maybe extended times. How we handle those times and what we do while we're waiting matters. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hello and welcome to the March or Die Show today. Very glad to have you joining me and really excited to be able to talk through something that's been on my heart and my mind. And I'll have the opportunity to talk through that with you in just a minute. Before we get there, though, I want to remind you, if you have not yet visited the new March or Die website, please go and check that out, marchordie.com, marchordie.com. You can find the website and, man, a lot of great information there. The newest episode of the podcast is there, of course, as well as the archive of episodes. There's even a place at the bottom of the main page, the homepage, for some of the most listened to episodes. You can find those there as well. Other information about me, about the show, and the store is there. And I've been mentioning this, but we have some merchandise. There is a March or Die hoodie, t-shirt, couple of different hats, even a mug. I have one of the mugs right here. If you're watching, you can see the mug. Pretty neat. If you're not watching, then that didn't mean anything to you. But just picture me holding a mug that says March or Die with the logo on it. That's what's there. But you can find all of that at marchordie.com. And then, as I do every week, I would encourage you, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening from. If you are not yet subscribed, you need to do that. And maybe it's your favorite podcast player. Maybe it is YouTube, whatever it is, go ahead and subscribe. And that would be fantastic. There are a lot of things always rolling through my mind. I'm constantly thinking about things and trying to deal with things, as all of us are. And one of the thoughts that I've had lately has been around this idea of waiting. We go through life and we do our very best to get to whatever's next. We're trying to get to the next thing, to the next stage, whatever that is. But inevitably, there will be times where what's next is not apparent. I've talked about this a little bit in the past, and this comes up again and again in conversations and just in life. There will be times when we want to move forward. We want to march, if you will, but we don't exactly know how or where. Now, this is interesting because I have this conversation a lot about march or die. We talk about death, right? Death is not the physical kind, but it's that emotional and spiritual and relational place that we put ourselves in where we're breathing physically. We may be physically alive and maybe even putting on for everyone else. It looks like we're doing something important, but we know the truth. We know the reality. The reality is that on the inside, we're spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. We're not making any progress. And so the conversation we have a lot on this show goes something like this. When we hit those obstacles, those traumas, those trials in life, the unexpected situations, when we hit those, we need to make the decision to, instead of staying where we are and experiencing that death, to put one foot in front of the other. We need to make the decision to march. The problem is, there's a lot of problems, but the problem is, or can be, this: what if we want to march? What if we've decided we're not going to stay where we are and die? We're going to take the next step and get to the next place. We're going to do the next thing, just as you always encourage us on this podcast, but we don't know what that is. We're in a time of waiting. I personally believe that waiting is one of the most difficult things any of us can do. As I started the show, I mentioned a few scenarios. Maybe it's waiting on a health situation. You've gotten some news. You know that something needs to happen. You're waiting to either understand that things are going to get better or things are going to get worse, but you're waiting. You don't have either of those pieces of information yet. It's crazy because even if you found out that things were going to get worse, at least you would know that and you could do something about it. But it's the waiting that kills us. Maybe it's waiting in a relationship. There are some issues or circumstances that have developed in a relationship and you're waiting to see how that's going to turn out, what the next steps will need to be. It's the waiting that can be so hard. Waiting in a work situation, waiting just in a life stage, as I've talked about in the past, waiting can be the most difficult thing any of us need to do. And I would argue that how we handle waiting, how we handle those times in our lives where we're not exactly sure what the next step is, will in a powerful way determine whether we move forward or we eventually get sucked back. Whether we make progress or we just stay where we are. So what do we need to do when we're waiting? What do we do while we're waiting? I wrote a couple of things down, and I want to share these with you. I've got five things, very simple. But what do we do while we're waiting? Number one, I would say this: keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on God. Now, I'm going to expound on that and talk about it. There's a great passage in the Psalm, Psalm 40, beginning in verse number 1. I'm going to read this to you because it's so powerful. It speaks to this point. The psalmist, David, he says this: I waited patiently for the Lord. That's how he starts out. The Bible has a lot to say about waiting. But he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, and out of a miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. There's so much in that. But David says, when I was in this place between things, when I didn't know if it was going to get better or get worse, I was waiting. He says, I waited, but I waited on the Lord. This wasn't a blind waiting. It wasn't just a hoping that something would happen. It was waiting on the Lord. He found and had made a determination that in this waiting period of life, he was going to focus on God. Now, check this out. The most important thing to God as it relates to you is your relationship with him. Now, maybe you're listening to the podcast and you're not a Christian. You're not a believer, maybe not really a person of faith. That statement doesn't change whether you would identify as a person of faith or not. God, the creator of everything, desires so badly to have a relationship with you that he sent Jesus, his son, to die in your place on the cross so that you could be reconciled or brought into a relationship with him. I've talked a lot about this. God wants to have a relationship with you. And so often it is the circumstances of life that drive us either to him or pull us away from him. And when we find ourselves in those moments of uncertainty, those times of waiting, listen, we can either make the decision to go into God, to drive into him, or allow the circumstances and the uncertainty to pull us away. The psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and as I waited on him, he heard me. He picked me up. He pulled me out of the miry clay, he says, out of a horrible pit. He goes on, he says, he put a new song in my heart. He changed his perspective. But at the end of this, he said, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You know, when we find ourselves in those waiting periods and we decide that we're going to trust God, even with all of the uncertainty and the anxiety that fills our heart and sometimes fear that is overwhelming, these are emotions we experience. But even in the middle of all of that, when we say, I'm going to wait for the Lord, I'm going to trust God, other people will be encouraged because they've seen how we have responded to uncertainty and waiting. What do you do while you're waiting? I would say, first of all, you need to keep your eyes on God. The second thing is this, and this is something I've been trying to learn in my own life. Number two, seek to learn. Seek to learn. So number one, keep your eyes on God. Number two, seek to learn. Begin asking yourself these questions. What can I learn in this stage of life that I currently find myself in? What can I learn? This is, what can I learn about myself? And man, you want to learn about yourself. Find yourself in a place of uncertainty, of waiting. What can I learn about how I respond to people and how I respond to uncertainty and difficult situations? What can I learn about my relationship with God? What can I learn about what God says to me in these moments of uncertainty and waiting? What are some things that brought me to this place that I can learn from? What are some lessons I've seen in others that have carried them out of moments like this that I can learn from? What can I learn? Don't waste the time of waiting. The Bible talks about waiting and waiting patiently on the Lord and trusting God and all of those words and those phrases and those concepts that to us conjure up sitting in one place and doing nothing. Even when the Bible tells us to be still, it's not about doing nothing. It's about having confidence in God. But in the middle of that, we need to do what we can with what we have. We need to learn every lesson that is to be learned. This time of waiting can be a valuable time if we'll learn everything that we can. There are so many great things to learn. The Bible in the book of James in chapter 1 tells us that the trying of our faith works patience. In moments of waiting, we are living through a trying of faith. We don't know which way we should go. We don't know what's going to come next or what's on the horizon. We need to continue to trust God even when we can't see what's out in the distance beyond this waiting. And James says it's in the trying of your faith that you learn patience. There is a lesson to be learned, and the learning that comes from the trying of your faith develops patience. And that patience, it eventually takes us to a place where God can most effectively use us, where we are exactly what he wants us to be. There's so much to be learned. Don't waste this time. Keep your eyes on God. Seek to learn. Number three, and this is going to sound counterintuitive, so please listen. Or contradictory, maybe not counterintuitive, but contradictory. Here it is. Keep moving. All right, Jeremy, you said we're waiting, right? We're waiting. We are waiting. But while you're waiting, you need to keep moving. I think, as I just mentioned, that we can find ourselves in a place of waiting and we just sit. This is, I don't know what's coming next or what's on the horizon or where the next job will come from or how this relationship situation is going to develop or how this health thing's going to pan out. I don't know how all of this is going to work. So I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch TV. And when God's ready to reveal something to me, he will. Listen to me. You are not God, nor should you attempt to control the domain that is only God's. That is the future. The doors that will be opened, the opportunities that he sets before you, only God controls that. But God has also called you to be a steward of resources, a steward of opportunities, a steward of relationships. Don't stop moving simply because you're in a moment of waiting. Control what you can control. As I said, learn from what you can learn from. Develop relationships and do all of the things that you can do while trusting God for the next step. I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know what the next step is going to be. Take the one that you can. Do the thing that you can. And this is a very simple kind of picture analogy, but if you find yourself out of work, the natural response is to first feel some anxiety and some fear and try to get a job right away. But once that goes away, in this place of waiting, what happens to a lot of people is they stop doing anything. Look, maybe you can't work a job because it hasn't opened up yet, but get your resume right, send it out to as many people as you can, talk to as many people as you can, and focus on being healthy. Focus on good relationships. Control what you can control. March where you can march. Understand that the future is God's, but you have a responsibility with what he's given to you right now. Don't stop moving. Don't quit. Maybe you need to set some goals that'll keep you moving. Number three, keep moving. We're going to look at number four in just a second. We're going to take a break and then we'll look at number four, but I'll give you a teaser. Number four is this: do new productive things. Number four, do new productive things. We'll talk about that in just a second. All right. So we've talked about the things we need to do while we're waiting. Keep our eyes on God. Seek to learn. Keep moving forward. And then I would say this, number four, do new productive things. Now, I want to be really clear here. New productive things. In moments of waiting, you might find yourself with time that you didn't have before or opportunities that you didn't have before. Again, waiting can happen in so many different places. Maybe you're waiting for a new job or waiting for a relationship issue to develop or pan out or whatever that is. Maybe it's something else, but maybe you find yourself with time or opportunities that you didn't have before. Do some new things. Now, new productive things, often when people are struggling, they jump into something new as a way to get out of the waiting. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you have more time at home, spend that time developing the relationships at home. If you have different opportunities that you had before, maybe you're in different places than you were before, take advantage of those. Learn new things. Meet new people. Develop relationships. Again, add some skills. But look for something new and productive to do. I'm not talking about running away from your problems. I'm not talking about bailing on, on the difficult things or on the challenges that you're dealing with right now. That's not what I'm talking about. But find a productive way to develop some new things. That can be very, very helpful. And then finally, I would say this, number five, and this kind of brings us back to number one, but number five, wait on the Lord, but move when he says move. Now, number one, I said we need to keep our eyes on God. And number five, I'm saying we need to wait on the Lord. But we also need to be ready to move when he says move. If the waiting in our lives lasts long enough, and it can, again, it depends on the situation, but if we become comfortable in the waiting, We can become so comfortable in the waiting that when God says to move, we don't want to move. This is why we need to continue to learn and continue to keep moving, controlling what we can control, stewarding over what we can steward over, doing new productive things. We need to stay busy even in those moments. Again, waiting on the Lord, hearing the voice of the Lord. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Be still and know that I am God. That's in the Bible. We need to do all of those things. But we need to not give up or not lay down and demand that God somehow drags us to the next thing. We need to be ready, stewarding over what he's put in front of us, ready to move when he says move. Now, wait on the Lord. Don't move before he says move. But when he's made it clear to you that this is the door that he's opened or this is the direction that he wants you to go, we have a responsibility to move. What do you do while you are waiting? Keep your eyes on God. Seek to learn. Keep moving. Control what you can control. Steward over what God's given to you. Do new and productive things and wait on the Lord, but move when he says move. It is so easy to tell other people what they should do in their moments of waiting. It's much harder to live this out. But as difficult as waiting can be, as even at times emotionally overwhelming as waiting can be, we need to stay engaged with a God who desires to have a relationship with us, take care of what he's placed in our hands, even in the waiting, listen for his voice to be sure, but be ready to move when he says move. I hope that that is a help to you. It's been a help to me to work through this and think through this. And I've talked about it a couple of times, I think, on the last couple of podcasts. But man, I hope this is a help and an encouragement to you. Waiting is not wasted time. Waiting time is not wasted time unless we waste it. Don't waste this time. Learn, grow, develop relationships, do things you haven't had the time or the opportunity to do before, and let God do the work that God wants to do and only he can do in your life. Again, I hope that is a help to you. Thank you for listening. Please take some time. Go over to lifeaudio.com. You can find other great podcasts there. Sign up for my newsletter on the March or Die website, March or Die newsletter going out. And I've got a recommitment in my heart to getting this out every week. I've fallen short on that, but a newsletter with resources for you. You can sign up at marchordie.com, check out the merch store, and subscribe to the podcast. A lot of things that you need to do, but I hope that you will. Thank you again for listening and or watching, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Many of our veterans feel they need to fight their battles alone. This self-isolation has led to the staggering statistic of more than 20 veterans taking their lives every day. The mission of Mighty Oaks is to eradicate the veteran suicide epidemic and help our warriors change their legacies. We've been able to help over 4,000 veterans and first responders by equipping them with the tools they need to live the lives they were created to live. Our faith-based, peer-to-peer approach has one of the highest success rates of any program available today, offering hope and understanding to those who need it most. By aligning their lives to biblical principles, these men and women are able to lead their families, their communities, and our nation. It's your generosity that can make a difference in the lives of the men and women who have fought for our country and our freedoms. Now that they're home, don't let them fight alone. Learn more at MightyOaksPrograms.org.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at LifeAudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.